When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric Heckman right here in Silicon Valley. In fact, he's been helping people like you have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. So it is his mission to guide you with retirement planning. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, Eric's going to look at inflation. He's going to point out to us what we need to watch Congress for as it relates to retirement legislation. A lot of things happening there. Also, we have a member of Eric's wealth team joining our show today. Later on, we'll have Drew Frampton. He's general manager of O2 Mortgages, and he'll be joining Eric. So here's the phone number we want to give to you as we get started. It's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. You may call Eric for a discovery session. It's complimentary. Plus, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And hello, Eric. Great to be here with you.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a good time to be talking about money because next month is the big change in the Federal Reserve. And so things are going to be definitely changing a lot. We've seen it changing already with the markets. Time to be paying attention.
Yes, exactly. I know. Families across America are feeling that financial squeeze of higher inflation right now. They're saying it's running at a 40-year high. And Senator Rand Paul blames higher prices on excessive government spending. So here's a recent quote from Senator Rand Paul. I want to get your take on this, Eric. He said that in recent months, prices on nearly everything from gas, food, clothing, electricity, car prices, rent have all increased, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. Congress needs to realize that further spending at this time of rapidly rising prices is only going to continue the trend of rising prices on this nation's already vulnerable businesses and families. So, what is your take on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely, we all see it, right? It's all going up, everything's getting more expensive, and it's partially the COVID stimulus, but I think it's way more the fact that the Federal Reserve printed $3 trillion in 3 months and then continued to print $120 billion a month, you know, for almost 2 years here. And now they're just finally shutting off that free magic money faucet come March. And yeah, you can't just dump literally trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars into the economy and not expect to have inflation. I mean, everybody knows that. The fact that the Fed was trying to pretend like it wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, part of it's because of, in 2008, they went from $1 trillion balance sheet to $2 trillion. So they printed a $1 trillion total for the entire financial crisis. Mm-hmm. And now they did $3 trillion in 3 months for COVID. Plus the $120 billion a month after that, which means a couple more trillion. So, there's a lot of issues that the Fed's doing, and they're going to start squashing a lot of that, which means a lot of things are going to be changing really quickly.
Yeah, I'll be anxious to hear what that is. So Senator Paul released an 18-page report about inflation and saying that all this stimulus spending is actually like a hidden tax on families across the country. What do you think about that?
Inflation's always been called the stealth tax because you don't really see it. It kind of sneaky, you know, just kind of shows up. And the only way to do anything about it really is to outpace it, right? So you can't have your money in cash now. I mean, you cannot have money sitting in bond funds or in money markets or stuff that's earning, you know, 0.01, or maybe you have it in an online savings account at 0.5. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you'll feel like your account's getting a tiny bit bigger, but if things are getting more expensive by 4, 5, 7% a year, then you're actually going backward in terms of spending power. So yeah, you need to have that in something that can still be guaranteed and safe, but there's something that, you know, that's going to earn a lot more and have a lot more benefits to you. So yeah, that's the part that you got to really watch for. I mean, you want to have a little bit of money, obviously, just for emergencies and savings. But yeah, if you've got more than 6 months of savings account money there, yeah, time to do something better with it.
Please do it now. Yeah. The Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies says 34% of workers have actually accessed their retirement funds for different reasons. So, Eric, tell us, what are some things we need to consider before we do that? We don't want to be taking money out of those retirement accounts early, do we?
No, that can be really, really awful. People don't realize that you're almost pretty much guaranteed to lose half your money if you take it before you're 59 and a half, because it's a 10% federal penalty, 2.5% state penalty, federal and state taxes. Ugh. So when you add that all up, often that's you know, anywhere between 45% and 55%. And, you know, that's one good way to lose half your money, right? And and so, yeah, so that's what you got to be watching out for. You also, if you really had that kind of emergency or something, there are some special rules that sometimes can get you away from those penalties if you have some planning ahead of time. But a lot of times people don't do that. And also, just throw it out there too, if you have any money in Roth money, you can take out your principal first before you take out your earnings. So that's the least painful money to have to access if you do. But probably the better solution, have 6 months of emergency expenses, you know, in the bank, and make sure you have that first.
Right. What is it that you can offer our listeners today regarding all of this?
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things I find people really need to have is some sort of plan. They need to know what's going on, and then that way you know how to react, right? If you've got your GPS and you know where you're going, and all of a sudden something happens, it will reroute you. Same thing with your money. You need to have that. If you have no idea where you're going, it's going to be a very long drive, maybe, or just super lucky that you actually end up getting to where you thought you might go because you had no idea where you're headed, right? Really, what we want to do is have that income plan. Have an investment plan that gets you that income in retirement. Look at the taxes now, then, and throughout your lifetime, and how do we get the lowest taxes permanently? And then also look at healthcare issues, legacy issues, and those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And really what we want people to do is worry less about money, worry less about how they're going to get by, and just enjoy life. And if you have a plan, you can do that. So again, that's something that we used to charge a fee for. And right now we're waiving that fee. So if you wanted to set up a time, just first talk for 15, 20 minutes, we can just find out what's going on in your situation. And then if you want to proceed further, we'll do that whole analysis for you again, no cost. At the end of that time, that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of and take charge of your financial future, well, give us a text. Text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So with all these challenges and everything, we've got to be prepared for retirement. Do you have some type of a checklist people can use?
Yeah, so we've got this checklist challenge, and it's kind of like a little quiz that you can take, and it tells you, here's all the things that you should have, and do you have them? And you just literally check, yes, do I have them, not? And you add up your score, and you can see if you're good or bad, or, you know, did you get an A? Did you get a C? Hopefully you didn't get an F. So, but again, that's one of those things that you want to know before you retire, and ideally a lot longer before you retire. Yeah, but even if you're retired, it does actually have some stuff down there that you should be looking at. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can text the word checklist. Text the whole word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text the word checklist, 800-454-1184. Or you can download it for free at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We're not done yet. We'll be right back with more.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. Thanks for joining us. So we know interest rates are near low record levels right now, so it can be a little alarming for people in retirement. It's great for people who are buying homes, things like that. But, you know, you think, I should just put my money in an envelope or stash it under a mattress and I'll be fine, you know, make just as much money as it's making at the bank. But a Missouri man, Eric, learned the hard way that there is another risk with stashing cash around your home. Mice ended up eating some of his savings. So he went to get his money and there were holes in it. His bank, I guess, was able to reassemble the bills. He was reimbursed by the U.S. Mint for about $1,000. So he got lucky. I didn't even know they would do that. So I want to talk about how low interest rates are frustrating and how they can impact our retirement savings over time.
Yeah. So, you know, the low rate environment we've been in was been there for what, a decade now and or more. And then, of course, with the COVID crisis, it dropped even lower. And the Fed's supposedly going to keep it down until 2023. So it's no time soon are we going to be going back up. And so what does that mean? Well, it means investing in bond funds is going to be awful because rates are either going to suck for a while and stay low. And then when the rates finally go up, the bond values will lose money. So that's not so great. Savings accounts at banks and places like that, you know, if you go to online savings accounts, there's a few companies out there that are paying, you know, maybe 1 to 1.5%, but still that's, you know, nothing, right? And then, of course, the 10-year treasury has been riding around 1% or so also. So there's a lot of places where you can barely make anything. And so that's when a lot of times you have to be a little bit more creative. I mean, you do still want to have money in an emergency fund, right? You still want to have something that has 3 to 6, you know, months of savings there for expenses. But once you go beyond that, don't leave it in some place that's not earning anything. That's when you got to start changing how you're behaving and what you're going to do with that money. And, you know, that's when you really need to move it into something that's going to be better long term. And, you know, a lot of times that's where insurance companies are coming in with a lot better products. And often, you know, it sounds funny, they're paying 300% more, right? Because 3% compared to 1% is 300% more. So it's not that much more, but it is still a lot more over time for sure.
So the Feds are saying they're going to keep the rates this low until about 2023. So how are you helping your retirees navigate right now through this low interest rate environment?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, there's three types of money that everybody should have. And so there's the market money, which is the risk stuff, right? And stocks and bonds. Then there's foundational. And usually when people talk about low interest rates, we're talking about the foundational money. You know, that's stuff that's guaranteed. So that's either insurance companies and banks, you know, credit unions or the U.S. Treasury. Banks and the U.S. Treasury and credit unions are all right around 1% or lower. So that only leaves insurance companies, and they can be a great source for having some extra money, you know, especially for your retirement dollars. I mean, you can earn just about 3% for 5 years. There's other ones that are indexing with the market, but they don't have any risk of losing principal. You know, those ones on over time should go between 3% and 7%, and most clients I've seen have averaged around 5 or 6 or somewhere around there. Obviously, it varies. You know, then there's also steady income money, which is in between guaranteed and market money. This is stuff that's not daily traded in the market typically. It's stuff that's often real estate or debt funds or something like that, and most of those are paying 5% to 7%. And so again, it's what are you looking for? What's the goal for that money? When do you need the money back? And then that's when you should be figuring out where to put the money, not the other way around. And sadly, a lot of people don't realize that. And, you know, so that's why we've come up with the way to help people, you know, figure out all these different things. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, you can actually do on our website is you can take a risk score and you can actually find out what your risk score is. It's a number from 1 to 99. And then we can actually compare it to your portfolio. And, you know, if you get that free risk, you know, it's risk assessment, it tells you, okay, am I on the huge roller coaster that's going crazy and flipping and spinning and stopping and going forward and backward and all that stuff? Or am I on the little baby roller coaster or somewhere in between? But what you do need to know is you need to know before the crash, before all this market mania goes away, what's going to happen and where are you going to be left when all these things start going back to normal? So again, that's the time is now to figure that out, not after it's already happened, because it's already happened by then. So if you want to give us a call, we can help you with that. Or you can even go online and do it online too. So either way. But yeah, give us a call, 800-454-1184. If you want to set up a time just to do that free risk score and analysis. Again, 800-454-1184. Or online directly to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is here to guide you. So, Eric, you can find a lot of articles about retirement planning, you know, that talk about all those guidelines, like the 60-40 portfolio rule or the 4% rule, things like that. Could you explain why, with today's economy and these low interest rates, we maybe should think twice before relying on these basic rules of thumb?
Well, so the 60-40, what is the 40 to refer to? It refers to bonds.
Uh-huh.
And so bond funds are, you know, these are debt from typically companies or could be governments, and they're paying you back interest. You know, there should be, you know, if they loan you, if you're borrowing money and you pay it back, there shouldn't be any gains or losses on it. But most of these bonds are tradable. So that means as rates change or go up and down, you may have a gain or loss also. And a lot of these bonds are often quite long, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. So yeah, if interest rates change, then you can have losses on those. The other thing too is if you're one of those target date funds in like your 401k or something where it's the, you know, whatever, the 2030 or 2040 fund, those funds by definition are some sort of mix like that, where they have so much in stocks and then so much in bonds. And as you get closer to that age, they have more and more in bonds. So your portfolio isn't as volatile. But the problem is, those aren't going to earn much. I mean, last year they all did very well because of the rates dropping down. Well, when the rates drop to zero, they ain't going to go lower, right? So they're already at the bottom. So you can't go lower than what they are now. So that means the only possible solution is having them go back up at some point way down the road and you'll have losses. So yeah, I think right now is probably one of the most dangerous times to have over-reliance on bonds. But you also don't want to take a ton of risk. And the reason why people do bonds is they're lower risk. So that's when you have to start looking at foundational money type of stuff, steady income monies. You need to look at stuff outside of normal market funds to really, really take care of yourself.
Eric, you mentioned how people can go to your website and do their risk score, take the assessment and figure out what their risk score is. So investing in the markets does seem like a good way to try to generate income. Okay, they're probably going to get higher returns than just, you know, the interest rates in the bank. But I want to talk about the risk that is involved in investing. Should retirees still have a portion of their retirement assets invested in the market?
Yeah, you have to have money growing always. I mean, you know, you're either growing or dying, as the saying goes, right? And, you know, so you don't want your money to be dying, definitely not before you do, right? So so you still want that. But yeah, you do want to mitigate the risk, because the part that a lot of people who are working don't fully get is, you know, you hear this mantra of, oh, just hang in there, wait till the market comes back. You can't do that when you're retired. When you're retired and you need that check next month to pay your bills and get food and do things and all that type of stuff, you can't just wait. And so what happens is, if there's a market crash and your money's down, it doesn't matter. You're going to probably need to have some of that money. And legally, you may have to be required by law, if you're over 72, to take that money out and pay the tax on it. So yeah, you may not even have the option of not whether or not to touch it. So that's why you have to tone down the risk. And that's why you have to add these foundational steady income monies to that market money. And that's a critical thing in retirement.
So do you think our low interest rate situation right now kind of highlights why it's really important to have a little bit of money invested in the market?
I do. But also the other risk that we run is there's a lot of signs that are pointing to more and more inflation. And if inflation starts coming back up, then that means some of the stocks and other things may not do as quite as well. That's where real estate assets, other things could be inflation protected. So we do actually have retirement income strategies. It's a report about how interest rates play a role in your retirement and how that's going to affect you going forward. And you know, so that's something where all you have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income, 800-454-1184, or go online directly and request it there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He's a certified financial planner. He's also a chartered financial consultant. So he will help you and give you solid, independent advice. He has the education behind him to help you in retirement. Now, we know there's always challenges in life. It's not going to change in retirement either. But we can't control things like interest rates, like what we're seeing right now. We can come up with solutions that work around them. So let's talk about potential solutions to this challenge of low interest rates right now, Eric.
Yeah. So again, it always goes back to what's the timeline and when do you need the money, right? Yeah, there's a couple different ways to do this. There's things like, you know, fixed annuities from insurance companies that pay, you know, a lot higher rates than banks. And traditionally, it's been about 1% to 2% has always been the spread, the difference of, you know, how much more they're paying. So there's a little bit just difference in terms of type of money and such. If you're talking about retirement dollars, there's really no difference. If you're talking about regular dollars, there might be a big difference because one's tax deferred and you can't touch it till 59 and a half. So it may not be as great a deal for people who are younger. And then, you know, there's other things like what I like to call steady income funds, where, you know, these are real estate related or sometimes debt related type funds, and those are usually paying 5% to 7%. So, you know, there are other ways other than the stock market to get some better interest, to get some better options for you, and really it's tough to be educated about that. And often some of these deals are things that are not open to the retail investor. So unfortunately, a lot of stuff still in the financial world is not open to everybody. And so, yeah, that's where sometimes talking to somebody like myself can say, hey, here's these funds and here's these options and these opportunities. And yeah, you can get a lot more access than you can on your own. So it's always good to get that information and find out more. And, you know, that's why I always tell people, you know, just give us a call and, mm-hmm. and they can, you know, talk to us and you know, just find out what their concerns are and does it make sense for them.
So you said there's a lot of different options for where we can put our money, but how do you help someone figure out their appropriate course of action, Eric?
Well, the hardest part is about being a financial advisor is people always want to ask you stuff, right? It's like, you know, oh, you're a doctor, you know, yeah,
yes.
Can you, you know, this, you know, the old joke, right? It always hurts my
pain.
Arm when I do, you know, then don't stop doing that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, same thing with financial advisors, like, oh, well, you know, what's a hot stock or should I be doing this or that? Or, you know, that's fine for people to ask that, but the hard part is in reality, it's like those dumb drug ads. It's like, ask your doctor about this. It's like, no, because I have no condition about that. So why am I going to ask my doctor about some pointless condition I don't even have? But they always have to say that, right? And so really what you're trying to figure out is where does this all fit in? And you need to have an overall plan. If you have an overall plan, it's easy to judge whether or not that helps you get there or does it hurt you from getting there, right? So that's the main thing you want to be looking at is this the right tool for the job or not? And you know, one of the big ones too is when do you need that money back, right? So if this is, you know, say something you want to buy a house with and you might need to do that in a year or two, then you don't want something that's going to be locked up for 5 years, right? So there's simple things like that too that you need to be paying attention to. And along with tax benefits, a lot of them have better tax benefits, but then you're giving them some liquidity. So again, it's always about how does it fit into your overall plan? What's the goal for the asset?
So if someone is buying an annuity, okay, if that makes sense in their situation, how do you help someone find that right annuity for them, because there's all different kinds of annuities available?
Yeah, I mean, the best ads in the world are those ones where, you know, Fisher Investment talks about, you know, I hate annuities and you should too, mm-hmm. or buyers beware about annuities or don't buy annuities. And you know, well, guess what? They don't sell it. Well, okay, of course you're not going to like a product you don't sell, because yeah. that's going to take money away from your fees. And so so why do they not like it? Just because it's harder to scale. It's harder to do a big business with that. So that's not necessarily the client's best interest. And when you look at a lot of these financial studies that colleges have done, they're saying more and more now that there is no way to retire successfully without having some money guaranteed, having some assets guaranteed. So you just don't mess things up, right? So so really, you know, when we're talking about annuities, typically we're not talking about immediate annuities. Those are stuff like the pension or Social Security where you're turning on that money today. Really what we're talking about is these deferred ones, meaning it's just another type of investment, another type of savings tool where you're going to put money and let it sit for a while and percolate and keep getting bigger and bigger, right? And so, you know, the types of annuities you want to usually be looking for, the biggest benefits I think of annuities are guarantee of principal and hopefully good interest. And so there's the fixed kind, which are kind of like a CD, really. They're just going to give you a set interest rate for a set period of time, pretty simple. But the ones that are indexing with the markets, I mean, those can sometimes have double-digit growth years when the market does great. And when the market goes negative double digits, you don't lose a dime. And so those are better than bonds, I think. That's what I use those for. I don't use them to offset the stock market risk. I use them to offset the bond market risk. And, you know, so again, it's whether or not you're using the right tool. Now, if you're using variable annuities, I have no idea why somebody's recommending those. Those just have tons of fees and costs. I would say probably 95% of the time, they're not in the client's best interest. It's pretty rare to find some that are actually in the best interest of the client. So those are the ones that you got to really watch out for, is the variable kind. So, you know, again, that's why we meet with people. That's why we talk to people and set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money, worry less about what product and how to earn higher interest, and more about how to have fun and do stuff and enjoy life. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, and just set up a call with us, we'll just kind of go over your situation, see what you're worried about. And then we can actually waive our planning fee, our $1,500 planning fee, and we're just going to give you that actual plan that says, here's what path you're on. Here's your income, your investment, your taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. Whether or not you know you had one, we'll tell you what it is, and then we'll show you, hey, here's some issues you might want to fix, and that's up to you if you want to hire us to do that or if you want to do that on your own. But again, there's no cost, no obligation, so I don't know why you wouldn't want to take the time and really take charge of your financial future. So if you want to do that, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, where they give you solid financial advice at Heckman Financial. What about other issues like taxes, Eric? Do you think people are aware of the benefits of proactive tax planning?
They should, right? but often they're not. I mean, often most people are reacting and not proactively planning, right? So that's the problem. And so lots of times, you know, like one I see a lot is, especially people who are either retired or getting close to retiring, you know, they may have a lot of money in the bank and CDs and other things, and they don't need the money. They're never going to touch the money. And they're earning a pathetic, you know, 0.5% or 0.1% or something stupid. And they're still paying taxes on that piddly amount of interest that they got. And so yeah, we've actually got a report, a quick report that we can send you. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering, who is going to pay the bill? Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. Good to have you here, Drew.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
So today, well, we're going to have a little bit of fun of, should you buy a house? It seems like a silly question because usually people say yes, but sometimes the answer actually is no, right? So what do you think, Drew?
Yeah, absolutely. And funny enough, you know, I was looking online at a couple of answers to that question. And you know, just like anything in life, any important event, you know, you're going to get married, you're going to have a baby, you're going to buy a home. Lots of people have lots of opinions. Certainly listen to them all, but you've got to come up with your own opinion as well. And one that I was looking at and I thought we could kind of look at is an answer, and this is on Quora.com, that said, only when it makes sense should you buy a home, which I would have to agree with that. I think you would as well, Eric.
Yeah, nonsensical thing. Okay, yeah. Right.
Very helpful. But then they add, and right now it does not make any sense. And they change the S-E-N-S-E to C-E-N-T-S, senses in the dollar. And then they, you know, go down the you know, why this would make no sense. And, you know, explaining why, you know, homes are overvalued and, you know, going through the house price to, you know, income levels. And we can talk about that. But, you know, the interesting thing is this was written in 2016 when the person said to not buy. And certainly it's been a good time if you were a homeowner at that point.
Yeah, it's been crazy good since then. So that's pretty funny.
Yeah. But one thing that, you know, a lot of people point to is the, you know, homes have appreciated considerably since 2016, let's say, for quite some time, actually. And, you know, as rapidly as homes have appreciated, people's incomes haven't appreciated at that same ratio on average. And so a lot of people point to that and they say, well, you know, that's why homes aren't affordable, is because they're appreciating faster than inflation, essentially. And one thing I would just bring up to people is, yes, you know, as homes appreciate considerably and incomes don't, you know, that's something that you have to be aware of. But just so you're aware of how the math works, when a home appreciates, you know, you know, if you're going to buy a home today versus a home, you know, last year or the year before, you know, let's say it's gone up from last year 20%, right? Well, your income, I mean, if it went up 20%, that would be great. But if it didn't, how do you see if that's still affordable for you? Well, you would buy the house 20% more, right? And your, you know, let's say the, you know, just for round numbers, you're borrowing more. And if everything's the same, you're just borrowing more. That $1,000 payment, let's say, for easy math, has gone up 20%. So instead of $1,000, it would be $1,200, right? And I've paying $1,000 for a mortgage in the Bay Area sometimes
is not going to happen.
It's not the case. But just for easy math, it would go up, you know, to $1,200 from $1,000, right? And so, you know, if you're making $5,000 a month, you know, that's about a 4% increase as far as, you know, just to kind of understand how that truly fits the bottom line, and at least how lenders look at, you know, debt to income ratios and does somebody qualify or not. They're looking at that ratio of income to the housing payment, not the home price.
Okay. So you're saying it's more, you know, affordability obviously is one thing, you know, in terms of debt to income. One thing, of course, that's been happening is rates were going down. So that did also help spur the home sales higher, because if interest rates go down, even if the price goes up, you know, it costs less sometimes almost on a monthly basis, right? So that can also have a big effect on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, as much as a price tag is something that somebody looks at when they're making an offer on a home, usually the math is ran on, is this affordable for me, right? Can I make these payments? Am I comfortable with these payments? Because, you know, sometimes at these numbers, you're looking at it and you go, I don't even know how to quantify what, you know, a $2 million home, what does $2 million even mean to me? You know, because it's, you're not paying it right all up at front. So when you're looking at the monthly payments, then you can say, okay, yes, I can actually do this, or no way can I do this. You're absolutely right. Interest rates dropping certainly covered a lot of that appreciation.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, this is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm talking with Drew Frampton. And, you know, just what other reasons would you say yes to buying a house or not? Because, I mean, especially for me, I work with mostly, you know, a lot of clients that are getting close to retirement or in retirement. And I've had several that have held off, you know, buying that new home that they're going to move to or that new location, because the things are too expensive. But also on the flip side, I've had several that said, hey, let's cash out now and, you know, go someplace cheaper, right? And we'll have a bunch of money left over. So, you know, I mean, what are some other reasons to buy or not to buy?
Absolutely. You know, it's such a hard question to answer. And it's similar to the, you know, should you have a baby or should you get married kind of, you know, these big life events where you could say, you know, yes, you should have a baby, or yes, you should get married, or no, you shouldn't. But you're coming from, you know, a limited view. Everybody's life is going to be different. And in your example, when you have somebody who's looking at retirement or in retirement, you know, the equation changes, right? It's no longer you're going to stay in this home, you know, 30 plus years and raise your kids and you're looking for a good school district. You're now focusing on retirement and affordability and forecasting out what those payments would look like while you're in retirement. I mean, that's something that we have lots of conversations about, is when people are gearing up for retirement, right? They might need to change their mortgage payments or the structure of their loans or pay off debt or do things so that they can be more comfortable in retirement. So I know that's a very rounded question that I probably didn't answer, but it all depends on, you know, where they are and what their, you know, lot in life is at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that made, you know, especially if you're trying to downsize or move someplace else in California, you got Prop 19 now that, you know, allows you to move your property tax basis. That's made it, you know, a lot easier for people. And I think the harder ones is when people are trying to keep their existing and try to buy a different house someplace mm-hmm. else. Yeah, that's when it gets really tough. And I do agree with you fully on the organizing everything before you retire, because one of the worst things you can do is retire and then try to get a new loan or refinance, because then of course you don't have the steady paycheck. You may have not turned on all mm-hmm. your income sources in retirement. So then on paper, sometimes to lenders, you don't look too good. So,
right. You've got all this money in the bank, but there's nothing coming in. So.
Right. And that can really, I've seen that multiple times where we've had to like literally start up paying out money from accounts just to have them have it for 2 or 3 months. So then they can refinance, which is silly, mm-hmm. you know, type of thing. So, So, I mean, what are any other parameters that you're seeing that, you know, you think that people should be really thinking about in terms of when to buy or not?
I actually have a question for you.
Eric, I'm reading a debate here on whether a home is a asset or not. And I know that you talk with people all day long about building wealth and planning for the future. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, because lots of times people, you know, I mean, especially people in California or the Bay Area, I mean, it's been an insane, you know, huge growth area. The interesting thing is I was actually at a conference years ago and met an advisor from Detroit, and his house was the same value as it was 30 years earlier.
So, oh, wow.
There can be parts of the country where it's not quite as great as it has been around here. So we're a little, you know, spoiled on that side of things, I guess is the best way to put it. But You know, I've also had some clients that had one that he just rented forever. And he was pretty frugal and he just saved a ton of money and did very well. But I mean, I'd say for the majority of my clients, I mean, at least a third to sometimes half their money did end up coming from that real estate, but it wasn't because they bought it for the appreciation. They bought it because they needed a place to live. And just with inflation over 20, 30 years, it worked out, right? So, I mean, I think if you're buying it for the right reason, if you're trying to speculate and stuff and trying to flip it as much or something like that, that, yeah, you know, that's where you have a little bit more risk and danger of it working or not working. But, you know, well, one thing that, you know, I want to make sure the listeners can know is, you know, you've got a great way to approach people, just really consultative approach to say, hey, this is the type of loan or type of real estate, you know, type anything with obviously with the loan side of things that you can definitely help with and even the purchase and refinance. So, you know, can you just tell them the best way to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Give us a call at 408-610-3210. And again, that's 408-610-3210. And we'd be happy to walk through and analyze, you know, whether you're buying, refining, pulling cash out, any of those things, more than happy to help.
Yeah. And then what's your website too?
Website is o2mtg.com. That's O as in Oscar, the number 2, MTG for mortgage.com.
Well, it's great having you here, and we'll have you on here next week. And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is here to give you some really good ideas about retirement planning. And right now, Eric has a wealth success story for us. Always a fun example to listen to what someone else has done and see how things can work out best for retirees. So, Eric, tell us what you have today.
Yeah, well, this is a couple. We'll just call them Dan and Carol. And, you know, they didn't work at any, you know, fancy job that had, you know, super high income or anything like that. But, you know, they were always pretty thrifty savers. They were always, you know, maxing out their retirement plans and, you know, putting that money away. And so they just kept plugging away, doing that. A couple times they looked at, oh, should we, you know, get the fancier house and move to the fancier neighborhood? And, you know, they could have done that, but they decided not to. And now what that's happened is, you know, they've actually been able to pay off their mortgage. So,
awesome.
So, yeah. So now they're living free and clear. That's a huge backup asset, as I like to call it, right? Because, you know, your house doesn't give you any money per se because you're living in it, right? But if they need that cash, if they need to get some money, they can always downsize or, you know, take a reverse mortgage or something. So there's that big pot of money. But, you know, you don't have to have like the, you know, the big stock options. You don't have to do any of this stuff. But if you just do the basics, you know, I mean, so much about life is just doing the simple, easy, basic stuff. You know, they didn't go out and get the fanciest car every year. They, you know, didn't take super high end vacations, but they ended up actually having a cabin up in the Sierras and stuff. And again, you know, there's ways to have stuff without having to spend a ton. And, you know, and if you live within your means and you're not doing the, you know, keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing, it's amazing that, you know, that things can easily work out, and they're showing the fruits of their labor, I guess, right? Or whatever you want to call it, that they're starting to enjoy it. And she'll probably stop working pretty soon. She's a little bit younger, but she likes her job. So she's like, well, might as well keep going. But, you know, but again, that's the nice thing. So, you know, a lot of times, especially in Silicon Valley, you hear about all the people who hit it big with some stock or, you know, get lucky and get hired by the right company at the right time. But Yeah, it doesn't have to be that. Yeah, you just have to start putting that money away, right? Have that emergency fund first, then start hitting that retirement plan and keep building it up, building it up. And, you know, it's weird. It all works out.
Isn't that funny?
But, yeah, but you just got to take the time. It's just like so many things in life. So, you know, again, if you want us to give you a little help and figure out, hey, where am I in that process? Am I getting close to my goals? Am I on track? What's my risk level now that things are changing in the markets and the economy, you know, all that stuff. Well, that's easy to do because all we do is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's where we have you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life because you got a plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is text the word visit 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.